Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into Pittsburgh week around here, positively into crab cake season, as well as the Maryland oyster tour that we put in progress back in September. We're releasing our dates and our oysters here in months with ours. And certainly, the Maryland Lottery has made that happen with us. Av Raven Scratch also will be giving away. We're going to be at Coco's. We're going to be at Costas. We're going to be at Fadley's. All the usual suspects back at State Fair. We were just down at Pizza John's in Essex, although I had a delicious pizza as well as a sausage sub at Pizza John's on Sunday night. This is weird, man. We have a 3 out of 4 Sundays where the Ravens aren't playing. This is the week they are playing in Pittsburgh. Luke will be covering the game. He's back and forth, courtesy of our friends at Jiffy Lube and Royal Farms, to Pittsburgh and back and forth to Owings Mills all week. And you can follow him at Baltimore Luke. But Leonard Raskin's going to join us now. I'm wearing a Raskin Global shirt here. He is our insider with all things finance and money. By the way, speaking of money in the Orioles offseason, Luke and I did an hour on whether Mr. Rubenstein's going to sign Juan Soto. I've met Mr. Rubenstein since the last time you and I got together.
I saw that.
The weirdest thing, and I said this to Luke, and you
How
and
did
I
this
used to
happen? How did this
I,
happen?
Well, I was out at Beth DeFillo. It was a long story. Greg Ash, thank you for recommending that, as well as good corned beef to me. But the Ravens thing and the weirdness. Brian Baldinger always said to me, my partner and my yogi, the guy who got me on the yoga mat for the first time 25 years ago. Brian would always say football is a 7-day life cycle. It's a fruit fly. It's a fruit flies live 7 days. I don't even know if that's true or not, but he always
I
told
don't
me
know.
this. So he said every 7 days, you know, Baldy, let me get the thumb out. Baldy's like, every 7 days we play at 1 o'clock. Anything that alters that nasty, it's not good, you know? So I always think about it that way. And man, when I'm on a couch all day with my kitty cat, I feel like Blofeld in James Bond a little bit. But because you have this giant dog that gets on your
Right.
lap, right?
Right.
My kitty gets on my chest and she purrs, and I'm watching the Commanders and the Steelers play a meaningless game, right? And we're 3 out of 4 weekends. We don't even play on Sunday. So when you
Right.
get to be really good, you get to play on like Monday night or Wednesday night or Christmas night or
Thursday
Saturday
night
night,
or who
whatever you
knows
want,
when.
right? Absolutely. How are you, man? You all right?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Watching a lot of college football. I went 15-4 in my football poll this weekend. Not a bad weekend. I missed obviously all the big upsets on the weekend, but the Buckeyes are number 2 in the country and getting ready for a couple big games coming up. And the Ravens had a fabulous, strange, wild Thursday night. That was fun to watch. And then of course the Commanders just couldn't pull out a win against the Squealers up there. That was bad. And what a night game on Sunday night. My goodness, there is some adventure going on. The Houston Texans and the Detroit Lions played 2 football games. Houston played the first half, Detroit played the second half. And what a wild finish to some wild and wacky
As a guy that
NFL
manages
football.
money, you don't want to throw 5 interceptions with your money in one season, right?
No, 5 interceptions. Look, the guy had 4 interceptions in 7 games and 5 in 1 night, and they won.
We
And
all have
they
a bad
won.
day, right? We all have a bad day. It
Yeah,
happens,
that's
you
when you
know?
pick all the stocks that go down in the same day. That's
You
a bad
should have seen
day.
these Colts fans firing Flacco when he threw the first 2 interceptions, and
Right.
then all of a sudden they're leading, you know.
Right.
But I want to say this because you mentioned something, and you'll find this shocking, given my background. I only own one piece of college gear in my whole closet, anywhere in my
There you
closet.
go.
I own one thing that has a college logo on it, other than I own a Lamont Jordan Terps jersey that I had 20 years ago that had
Wow.
15. Well, it was a 15, but it was really big. It was too big for me, right? But
Right.
I wore it, you know, even when I was fat, it was big for me. So, like,
So what is that one thing?
I have an Ole Miss visor that I bought. And this will really speak to the fun we had last time we talked college football, which is, do you rip the goalpost down or do you not? Do you march to the river in Vanderbilt from the West End? So
Right.
I, We mentioned the Vanderbilt scenario with the Alabama and the goalpost and going down.
Right.
I bought my Ole Miss hat. I saw Jay Cutler play there. I bought my Ole Miss hat on Vandy's campus when Ole Miss was there. They were selling gear because there was a lot of Ole Miss fans. I mean, the stadium was half empty. It was the Erector Set, and
Right,
it was Vanderbilt and
sure.
Ole Miss, right?
Right.
And, even though Jay Cutler was cute and all, it was more like a frat party with pretty girls in Nashville. This is 15 years,
That's
20 years
right.
ago. So I have had that hat forever. So when Ole Miss, and I've been to Vaught Hemingway, I broadcast from Oxford, Mississippi.
Yep,
I
what a
loved
place.
my time in Oxford. I mean, Elvis's grave, like the whole deal, right? Going to Memphis and put on my blue suede shoes, boarded the plane. So I've done all of that. And when Ole Miss, and I don't know how this happened, Saturday,
Yes.
I worked my ass off, right? My wife and I have been working weekends, doing this, doing that, getting th this ready. I'm working on my business always and things I
Yep,
want to
yep,
work on.
yep.
So I did yoga in the afternoon, dog ass tired, 6 o'clock at night, and we parked ourselves. And I intended to work more, and she put on college football. And I sat, I didn't fall asleep. I sat for
Right.
5 hours and I watched Ole
Some
Miss, the
good
fan
games.
storm, right?
Yes,
I
yes.
saw the Alabama, or excuse me, LSU, right?
Alabama.
Alabama. But I saw, and I didn't even know this, and this speaks to my ignorance
Yeah.
and the NIL
Yeah, the
and
whole thing.
probably the death of Kirk Herbstreit's dog, which affected us because he was
Yes.
here Thursday when the dog
Yes,
died, and
yes,
how much
yes.
you love dogs and I love cats and like all of that made me hold my cat a little bit more over the
Yes,
weekend in some
indeed.
way. I think we all shed a tear
Poor
seeing Kirk.
Ben. Poor
Yeah,
Ben.
you're right. I mean, so I'll say this. I didn't know the Terps were playing the number one team in the country.
And
And I'll say this.
they
Let me
played
say this. Let
better
me say
than
this out
they
loud.
played above their weight.
I didn't know they were allowed to play Oregon. I'm just saying. So I
Hey.
just want to admit that, and you can make fun of me
Hey,
in any way you want.
no, look, they gave him a good game too. They didn't get blown out by any stretch. They lost, but they put up a good fight. And you can't ask for more than that against the number one team in the country in Oregon. That's a tough place to play, and they're really good. Oregon's really good. They beat Ohio State by 1 point by cheating, but they won nonetheless. And so
Speaking of
that's what
cheating, we
happens.
had the whole athletic director scandal over the weekend too, right? Like
Oh,
you
you
and I
know.
could do 20 minutes on college football, and I barely watch it because it comes to me. You know
That's
what I mean?
it.
I did 2 hours of Dion 2 weeks ago because I was talking to all the Denver people, and
Yep,
that's all they want to
yep.
talk about is Dion.
And he won again. They won again.
So I mean, the
And
college
if the
football
if
fervor,
Hunter, if this
wherever
kid
it is,
Hunter,
it's the NFL in places where there's no NFL, right?
if
I mean,
this
let's
kid
just call it what it
absolutely
is.
well, they're Colorado, yeah. But if this kid Hunter doesn't win the Heisman, I don't know what that award's for. I don't know if you've watched any of their games. This kid is a first round high number pick wide receiver that catches anything close to him and run routes like nobody's business. And Shedeur Sanders, Deion's son, is throwing it to him all over the field. He plays every snap. And then he is a shutdown corner and plays every single play on defense and has picked the ball off and knocked guys out of the game. A hell of a tackler.
And this is why
And
you want to watch them when they're on.
this kid plays every single play. I don't know if he's on special teams, but he probably could kick field goals and run punts back if they asked him to.
Well, Leonard, I mean, and this, listen, I don't want to get political this week because I can give a kick. I
Because you
can say,
lost,
like,
because,
because
yeah,
like
you
the
know.
Mississippi thing, I can say the girls are prettier than ever, but they
Right.
voted for fascism last week. So I can
That's
throw that
right.
kicker in.
That's right.
But
They voted for fascism.
I would say this on the Colorado side, from talking to them 2 weeks ago
Yeah.
about it, and Maryland with the reflective jerseys that we saw right Saturday
Yeah,
night,
they look
like
good.
I
They
didn't
look
know they were
good.
wearing. They look like
They look good.
Danny Wiseman went, and I'll say this, he went to a local Ford dealership that's not sponsored here, by the way,
Hey,
not Goons
hey.
Ford, right? So, but this is 30 years ago, and Danny, when he first got his money, became a Hall of Fame bowler. He bought the Mustang on the dealership lot that Jeff Grossman showed me that
Right.
changed colors like
Right,
nail
depending on how
polish,
you
like
looked
the
at it.
ladies'
Right,
nail polish. Like
yes.
it would be like iridescent. It would be
Yes.
green, but then it would be purple, but then
They did
it
a
was
new
like
twist on the
a mood
Maryland
ring.
flag.
It
They
was like
did a
a
new
mood ring,
thing. It
right?
was
Like literally.
beautiful. I thought the uniforms were, you know why they wore those?
Anybody under 35 know what a mood ring is, do you think?
No. But you
Right
know
now,
why they
text your
wore those
kid.
things?
Text your
No, he
kid.
has
Text
no
Matthew right
idea.
now.
He
Matthew does
has
not know
no
what a mood ring
idea.
is,
No,
but
hell
he's
no.
got Google. He can look it up.
He could look it up. Sure, he'd figure it
Dude,
out in
mood
5 minutes.
rings were the greatest thing
Turned
ever.
green and blue and black and
And they were
red. It
like a
was like the
pet
greatest.
rock. It had
They were the
horoscope.
greatest.
It had all the fiction built in. It had
It was brilliant.
horoscope,
Brilliant.
right?
Somebody made a quick fortune. One hit wonder. Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen.
But I'm being honest with you. Those lettering, was that not a
Hey,
mood ring?
yes, but the point was, Oregon has the like uniform of the week. They change their uniforms every week.
Well,
So
so's
Maryland,
Maryland.
no, but that was the point. Maryland had to go show up with something that was more than just a uniform. So they did, and they look great. They look great. Come
All
on,
right,
be positive. Baltimore positive. Be
hold.
positive. They
I'm
look
about
great.
to be. I'm about
They
to.
look great.
How did you like the Ravens on Thursday night? Where are you? And this was my observation, and I told
Yeah,
this
on the
story.
purple.
Well, here, I told this story at length for Luke, and I want to tell it for you because I
Yeah,
only told it
yeah,
one
yeah.
time last week. And you
Sure,
might not
sure.
know it, but
No, go ahead.
you were a long-term listener. You told me you were
Yes,
listening to me.
yes.
You were at Whiskey Joe's. That's how long you've been listening
Absolutely.
to me, right? Okay.
Tampa Bay,
So
baby.
we've been
Tampa Bay, for
friends
sure.
and money
Long
together
time.
and part,
Long
but
time.
you listen. I didn't know you then, and I don't know
No.
if you knew me when the dispute happened with David Modell about the Flying Bee, right? The
Right.
artist
I remember.
sued.
Sued
Okay.
him. I remember.
So David and I were very close. I mean,
Yeah,
I've told this
yeah.
story a million times that we were
Yep.
close, but this is how close we were on one issue. I saw
Yeah.
David 3 times a week, man. David didn't run from me. David ran at me and said,
Yeah, of
"What are
course.
people saying about my team? What are
Right.
people saying? Well, how was your experience at the game last week? Have you stopped fighting with the safe management people? Stop going on the radio and yelling at my team. I want to fix it. Come to me and I'll
Yep,
fix
yep,
it."
yep.
That's how David was, right?
Yeah.
So David gets sued. It's ugly. He's losing in court. Whatever happened, happened. Whether he stole it, borrowed it, didn't want to pay for it, never wanted to admit that the drawings happened, whatever happened, right? David said, "We're going to get a new logo." And I remember David being pissed and he had a cigar and they just got in the new stadium and they're trying to get their together and trying to not be the raisins and trying to run away from 4-12 and you know what I mean, all of
Yeah,
that, right? Cleveland and
yeah.
kicking the dog. They say they had a bad reputation in 1998, 99, right?
Sure,
Like
sure.
around the country, not with me because I
Right,
always saw
right.
their heart. I always saw that they were good, honest. I see it even more, like literally after meeting Mr. Rubenstein and meeting Mr. Arrighetti, who I met them both, and dealing with Mr. Bisciotti, who I know well. Like it makes me relish people like David Modell even
Yeah,
more,
sure.
cherish them even more, right? David Modell never lied to me, and this will be a story. So he said to me, "We're not going to play under disputed markings. My family, that was our crest. That's bullshit. They didn't steal it. I'll never admit it. You'll get $1 billion from the league, but we're going to do a new logo. We're not going to play under a disputed marking." That's literally
Right.
what he said to me, like as words to
Yeah,
me, right?
yeah.
So he says, "We're going to get a new logo." And that sickle helmet B that they eventually became what we know as the Raven logo, the week that it was voted on, there were like three logo choices,
Yeah, I
and
remember.
Ravens fans voted
Yes,
in
I remember.
the Baltimore Sun, right?
Yep.
I'll be really honest with you, Leonard, and this is like from my heart. I was a very influential dude at that point. People listen to me, you know that, right?
Yeah,
The
of course.
Sun was so influential, right,
Yep,
that
yep.
the poll was going to decide, theoretically, who knows what David
Yeah, right. Do
Pettit
what
and
they do.
Dave do what they do. But I don't think David was that way. David really. Because if
Wanted
David
to
wanted his,
hear. Wanted to
listen,
hear.
if David had his way, he would have called the team the Americans because that's really what he wanted to do. I mean, I'll be honest, train Americans, he America's team, it would have effed with the Cowboys. He wanted
Right.
to be the American, like literally, that's what he wanted to be. So he didn't name the team that because he saw the overwhelming Edgar Allan Poe and the possibilities and like the marketing and the bird and he liked all of that, right?
Sure.
And the thing that sold him, this is in Purple Rain 1. The thing that sold him on Ravens, and this is before there was an internet, he went to the library. I think he went to Enoch Prep
Right.
Library. He looked up the word Raven in Gaelic, and it was Bertrand, which is Arthur's middle name, Arthur B. Modell. Arthur Bertrand Modell.
Wow.
Bertrand is raven in some Gaelic language, like literally. So
Wow.
David was super stupid, superstitious, super superstitious, you know, like crazy. So he believed, so when he saw ravens meant to be, my way's not the right way. And David had never had a problem with my way not being the right way ever, right? So David said, here are the logos, the sun's, we're gonna do it in the sun, you know, like how David would be, right? Great, okay. The week that it happened that you may or may not have voted, I don't know how you voted. There was
I
an
don't remember. Too long
online
ago.
sunspot.
No,
It was
who
last
knows?
century, right?
Right, who knows?
Week it happened, I was so convinced that the kiss face thing was going to be the logo because it was so much better looking than all of them that I was on vacation. I went away to, I was in Jamaica or I was in Australia. I might have been in Australia when it happened. I might have been in Australia. I have to really go. Now you're going to make me look it up because I want to be accurate. But I had no hand. I did not put my thumb on the scale. I was not on
Right.
the radio when the poll happened. I wasn't on the radio every day saying, vote for the kiss face, vote for the kiss face. Because I just thought, like, the kiss face is going to win. Look how freaking awesome it is. So
Right.
that's where I come at the logo last Thursday. I always thought the kiss face should have been the logo, and they put it on the helmet last Thursday, and they put it on the purple helmet, which I told David forever, get a purple helmet. We're not having a goddamn purple helmet. The Vikings were Northwestern. We're not going to look like we're Washington University. We're going to look like an NFL team. We're going to wear black. And I'm
There you
like,
go.
dude. And I thought the Super Bowl jerseys we wore in 35 were too white. I didn't think it had enough purple in it. I didn't think the purple popped off the logo. I didn't think it popped off the striping any more than those hideous Jaguar white helmets that they wore this week.
Oh,
They were awful this week. So
terrible.
I'll tell you this. I love the kiss face. I never lobbied for it. I, in my heart of hearts, had I lobbied more and had it been legitimate, I feel like I could have put my thumb on a scale a little bit to make it the logo. I was blown away that they went with the B that they went with. I never loved it because it was backwards on one side of the helmet and the other. There was a left and a right way, and I always thought that was kind of freaky and weird. And I thought, have a front-facing logo. And as Luke says, none of the logos in the league are front-facing anymore. They're all, you know, ram's horns kind of so right. But for me, I thought the actual decal was too small, but I love the helmet, and I'd love to see the helmet on a non-cartoon jersey.
There you go. There you go. I'm
What do you
all in.
got?
So I thought the purple was way cool. I thought originally when they said they were going to wear it all, it was going to look like pajamas. And on a
I think it kind of
Thursday night
does.
game, I'm thinking pajamas. And then you cap it off with the matte purple hat helmet with the raven on the side. And you look like you're wearing your pajamas with a helmet to go to bed. But I liked it. I thought it was cool looking. I thought it popped. I thought it was really good on Thursday night. And I
I
like the
do like
purple
the
matte
gold and the
helmet.
purple. I think it looks
I
great.
like the
And
gold. The gold mask, the gold face mask on the purple, I thought looked really good.
1 to 10
I thought it was great.
on gold pants, Leonard Raskin, as we do fashion tweets here. 1 to 10 on the gold pants. Did you hate them? Think that burn them?
I'm not liking the gold pants.
I like the gold pants more than most people
No, I'm
did.
not liking the gold pants. No,
Yeah.
black, white, purple. Get rid of the gold pants. No,
To me, it was very 60s, 70s, which I kind of like. It's.
we're not the Pittsburgh Bumblebees. No, I hate those. Those are the
I'm not
worst
a big
uniforms
fan of
in the
Tom Brady
history.
or Brady Anderson, but I was a big fan of the Brady Bunch.
There
And
you go.
so that early 70s, Leonard Raskin is here. He manages
No,
money
not doing it.
and the American Dream. You know, the Purple Light Show, where are you on a value meter with that as being something on the, because everybody loves it.
I love it. I love the wristbands with the synchronized turn off the lights, make the place crazy. I like the atmosphere. Look, you got the band, you got the cheerleaders, you got the night with the lights on the wrists. It gives it that college feel of a pro football game. You know, when the boy was at Ohio State for 4 years, the one thing that was crazy to me with all the money they have, the shoe is it holds 105,000 people in that stadium. And they have the old lights still that you have to turn on an hour before they warm up, you know, to get them ready. So they have night games all the time and no show. They can't turn those lights off because they're not LEDs. So that place is lit and it's always lit and there's no show going on. And what a place to have some fun on that campus if they would rock some red.
How
when
many
they
games did you
do
go
some
to when
wild
your kid
things.
was there? Because, like, I will tell you this, I never had a kid that went to Maryland, right?
Right,
But
right.
I have attended, major college football games, right? Like
Yeah, yeah.
from Orange Bowls to, and I have been in most SEC stadiums, mostly for big-ish kind of events. Like the
Yeah.
Vanderbilt game wasn't much because I was there for a Raven game that weekend. So it wasn't
Right.
like, but I've been there. I've been there
Yeah.
twice. I mean, I've been there for a basketball game, which I would tell anybody, go to Vanderbilt for a basketball game. It's special. It's unique. It's different than any other place. I mean, there's some things that I regret. Like I had never went to a game at Cameron. My kid's been there. I've never went to a
Right.
game at Indiana University back in the Bobby Knight throwing the chairs, the little gym that they have
Right.
there.
Right.
But I've been to Penn State. I've been to I haven't been to Notre Dame, Ohio State, Michigan. I haven't gone that way, but I've been to with Madison, Wisconsin. But I've been throughout the
Should go to the
SEC.
Shoe. It's a good game, but it would be better if they could have a little more of that crazy wild on a night game. I went to about a half a dozen, or eight games.
Now,
And
where did you go? You went only to the Shoe, or did you went to like, didn't you go
went to
to
the
the
Shoe.
Georgia Dome for like a game? Didn't you go to
Oh
some cool
yeah.
places?
Oh yeah. Went to the playoff games both years. Yes, indeed. Went to Georgia, went to Dallas, watched them at Maryland. So we did three or four road games and about a half a dozen on campus.
I
Yeah,
mean,
it was
there's
good fun.
nothing like it. Listen, my wife, of all of the crap like that we've done
Yeah.
with from a sports World Cups, we've done things, right? We've
Yeah,
done a
yeah,
lot of
yeah.
things in our life. The one thing that she hasn't done a lot of that she thinks would be fun would be college football. Like if I
It's
were to
great.
say to
It is
her,
great.
hey, I've got Egg Bowl tickets in Mississippi 2 weeks from now for Mississippi State. I've always told you the
Right.
Grove. And oh, by the way, it's not going to be raining sideways the way it was Saturday. Because I've
Right.
been to the Grove and I've been to, Between the Hedges in
Big
Athens,
time.
Georgia.
Yeah, big time
I've
college
been to
football
Tuscaloosa.
is wild. Penn State during a whiteout,
I've been to
wild.
Knoxville, Tennessee,
Yeah, there
watching
you go.
Jamal Lewis run the
There you
ball
go.
and watching T. Martin throw it.
That's it. That's
So
it.
I've
It's as
seen
good as it
what,
gets. It's
yeah,
a great atmosphere. It is so different than NFL football. There are a few stadiums in the NFL where the fans are crazy rabid like that, like a college game. I would say Seattle in the past, I don't know how they are today, is like that. Detroit right now is going nuts. To go to Detroit and watch them play up there
Well,
is
they're
pretty crazy right
transplanting what
now.
they do at a Michigan game, right, or at a
Yeah,
hockey game.
to a football stadium and going nuts. And
And
that's
meanwhile, the
cool.
Ravens are
Been a long
trying to
time.
transition fans by putting on the scoreboard when to cheer and when not to cheer. Like
Well,
literally, the
that's
Ravens
okay.
do that
Look,
every week.
the people there are having a great time. And if it takes a little prodding to help some folks that don't know better, okay, that's not terrible.
But you do
The
see it every week in the club level. You do,
Yeah, but
right?
the place is pretty. No, the place is pretty loud. The place is rocking. I don't think people need that necessarily. I think it certainly helps get some people out of their chairs, but the place is pretty rocking. It's a hard place to play a game as a road team. There is no doubt. The record there is phenomenal as a home team.
Hey
They're
man, I
extraordinary.
hear you 1,000,000% through. And I remember when Steelers fans couldn't get in. And the reason
Right.
they couldn't get in, honestly, it was $300 to get in. And then I looked on my app Sunday, like 12:30, got my cats cuddling up and I got some
Yeah,
Papa
yeah, yeah.
John's. And I'm seeing this Steelers Commanders game right down the road and thinking,
Yeah.
nobody ever wanted a Commanders ticket in the Snyder era, right? This kid has
No.
come. He's been a wonder kind. It drove the ticket prices through the roof here 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but
And
that
now down
Steeler
there,
game was a home game.
$350 to get into that game on Sunday down there. And it was all Steelers fans, like
Yeah,
literally,
it was a
right?
home game for the Steelers. And Sunday night was very bizarre watching Sunday night's game in Houston, and they're playing good ball.
And
And
everybody
it
from
was a
Detroit's
home
there.
game from Detroit. I don't think about people jumping on a jet from Detroit to get to Houston. I don't know how that happened, but they took over that stadium. It sounded like a home game for the Lions. It was very bizarre.
Well, they've
But
waited
college ball,
forever to be good
right,
at
to be
this,
good. And
right?
now they're good and now they're
Dude,
traveling.
can you
So,
imagine if the Browns had the success that the Patriots have had?
Oh
You
my
know, I mean, the
goodness.
Browns have fans. Like, they you don't
Right.
see them, you don't feel them because, like the
Right.
Orioles, they had nothing to be proud of. By the way,
For
Orioles
a
and
long time.
expectations. Leonard Raskin is here. I'm wearing the Raskin Gold. Tell me what you do with money real quick. Do your little spiel. And then tell me what you're doing on the 20th, too, because I do want to talk
My
about Mr.
spiel.
Rubenstein.
Yes,
And
indeed. Yes,
but I
let's.
want to talk about off-season money with the Orioles with you for a
Yes,
minute
yes,
here.
yes. So we do money. We do everything money. We do budgeting. We do protection. We do investment. We do estate plan. We do tax plan. We make sure that your money is working the way it should. The financial institutions and the government don't tell you what to do with your money at all properly. They have agendas. Their agenda is to make them profit. The government's agenda is to take your money. Maybe the new government will take a little less of your money, maybe. The last time they were in there, they took less of everybody's money.
And next
Now,
week on our show, we'll discuss tariffs.
that's right. Hey, tariffs are a good thing to penalize the foreigners that don't trade fair. Tariffs are horrible if we have free trade. When we don't have free trade, we have to have fair trade, and fair trade starts with knocking the other guy in the mouth. Anyway, enough said. So we are about helping people figure out what to do with their money so that they can live their American dream. They can have the things they want, do what they want for those that they care about most. Generally, people's families is what they tell us. I want to have the kind of life that I can enjoy with my family. We want to help you do that. And on the 20th of November, coming up in just a week and change now, we will be having a Zoom meeting. More than welcome to come. It's on the front of our website, raskinglobal.com. You can click on the bottom right link to our calendar, and we will be talking about how to protect your wealth. A lot of people talk about how to grow your wealth, and they think that the only thing that matters is growing your wealth. I will tell you that it is very difficult to grow your wealth if you don't protect your wealth. Stuff happens, and when stuff happens, you've got to make sure you're bulletproof from the outside world that would try to take your wealth. That's everything from car insurance to health insurance, to disability insurance, to life insurance, to the way your assets are titled. We're going to be looking and talking about all of those things and what the industry tells you and what you should do and where that dichotomy comes and why. So that's on the 20th. We're going to be doing that. And we are all about protecting wealth, growing wealth, most importantly, helping people enjoy their wealth and transfer their wealth so that the takers of the world don't come and steal it from your beneficiaries and the people you care about.
All right, this is a perfect segue to talk about
Yes.
wealth and to
Yes.
talk about what you do and
Yes.
building wealth and independent capital and like all of
Yes.
that. Mr. Rubenstein.
Yeah, so you met him.
But I want to give you all the credit that you richly deserve here because I had Viviano on telling the whole story about Kevin Butler giving him the tip on Art Modell. We've already mentioned
Yeah.
Arthur Bertrand Modell in this piece. So
Right,
I want to
right,
make sure
right.
I give full credit that when I get the tip about who the new owner is going to be and that the team is going to be sold, that I will always say, it was Raskin. I think he brought that up with me
I
after we were on
did.
the air one day about
Yeah.
a guy named Rubenstein to keep his eyes on that. And you told me about it maybe in the summer, maybe. I don't even,
Yep,
you tell
they were
me.
talking.
So last, and anybody wants to read my letter to David Rubenstein, which I would have read to him in front of him, I
Sure,
didn't
sure.
reference it when I saw him. And I'll be, completely, I didn't talk to Luke about meeting him. I will talk to you about it, and you can ask me what
Yeah.
happened if you wish. I was much more interested. I had a beautiful night at Beth DeFillo, to be really honest with you.
Yeah, that's it.
And Mark Rembaum grabbed me on the way in the door and said, "You're sitting with my family." And everywhere I looked, I saw people I knew.
Of
And we had a
course.
long talk about Judaism and Christianity and politics on the night before the election. And I got to meet the young rabbi who had
Yeah.
stories and Mr. Rubenstein. So I had a beautiful night. This was the night before the election. So
Right.
Monday, the. Whatever. It was right between the two football games, right? It was 48, 78, 72 hours, and
Yeah,
there was
the
a football
fourth.
game, an
The fourth.
election, and I spent 3 hours hearing Mr. Rubenstein do a thing, and then I met him
Yep.
briefly. But you were the one that told me he would be the guy. In some way, he said he wasn't going to be the guy because of the Leones' thing, and I think he would have bought the Nationals. I don't think he was married to the. I think the
Yeah, right,
narrative that
sure.
he came to save Baltimore happened when the Nationals thing didn't. Who would want to
Didn't
buy the
happen.
Nationals? They were encumbered by whoever bought the Orioles, right?
Yep,
So
yep.
I'll just say this on the Rubenstein thing, 2 hours into it. He doesn't know a lot about baseball, and I learned that quickly that if I were to sit with him, I'd be respectful of the fact that we're not going to talk about Cal Ripken's batting average. Like, he's not that guy at all, because to your point, you think you've managed money a little bit and done a good
No,
job
he's
with
a
your
money guy.
money.
He's a money guy.
How deeply you have to study money to
Yes.
build billions of dollars of wealth. I
Yes.
want you to tell me your pathway to Rubenstein, because I had never heard of him till his name came off of your lips.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, John Arant saying he's buying the Orioles, and we're all like running to see his television show and the
Right.
Magna Carta and all this stuff that I don't. It's not that I don't care about that. I'd love to talk to him about that, but I don't think I'm ever going to have a baseball conversation with Mr. Rubenstein. I don't think he's ever going to feel versed enough to want to sit down and really talk about baseball, because I don't think he's that interested in it.
Yeah, but he owns it, and he's the guy, and he gets to make the decisions, and he gets to write the big checks. And now he owns all of it with whoever his partners are that are funding some of that. And he's got big, deep pockets, and he hangs out with guys that have big, deep pockets. And that's what they talk about, how to make their pockets bigger and deeper. And so he's a billion, multi-billionaire, and he hangs out with those guys. And the Orioles became available, and he had the opportunity, and he took it. So now the question is, what's he going to do? This is obviously his first year, and we got a lot of free agents out in the marketplace. We got a lot of free agents of our own, and the question is, what's he going to do about that, and how much money is he going to spend on whom? So I don't know. I don't know his baseball acumen, and obviously Mike Elias is running that ship,
Yeah, I don't
and
think
I.
he's going to be like the antithesis of Peter to some degree, is whatever you guys think is best, kind
No,
of
I don't think
sort
that's
of,
going to happen.
but I don't know where the money line would be, because he
Right.
said things that night and I didn't record it in my mind. I'm listening to every
Right,
word, but
right.
I'm listening to it and realizing he goes place to place and does this. This is a routine. This is like the Brian Billick speech that I saw a dozen times that you may have seen three times or twice if you went out to accelerate. Not everything, but the Who I Am speech. This is
Yep.
not the first time he got on stage and literally monologued for 55 minutes about his life
No.
and growing up in Baltimore and his
Yep.
dad who's the postal worker
Yep.
and how he was a bad lawyer and worked for Jimmy Carter. Like, I can recite most of it through,
Yeah,
and I never, and
sure.
honest to God, Leonard, as God is my witness, right? In your house of worship, I didn't know any of it because I have not studied him. I
Right.
didn't want to be a guy that studied him. I wanted to be a guy who met him
Right. City
and
College and
vibed it out and said, what will he come on once a year and tell truth? Is he going to tell the truth to BAL or himself or to the people? How is he coming at this? Why did he buy the team? What are his goals? What's in it for him beside a seat behind home plate? Leonard, he said a lot of telling things the other night. One
Yeah.
of them was, I went to 38 baseball games this year. It's 38 more than I've gone to the last 50 years. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you missed a lot. You
And
know,
he's
like,
not young. He's not a young
yeah, and I'm
dude.
thinking to myself, then why did you buy the team? You really are getting off on being famous. You
Yep.
have a large ego because you like to talk about your famous friends and the
Sure,
things you do
sure.
while you poo-poo it. So I get that sort of, let me tell you how important I am, but it's, let me make fun of it a little bit. Let me, you know, and like, I get all of that, and it was impressive. He's an impressive man,
Yep.
all of that. When I got up on him to talk to him after waiting in line, everybody was sort of waiting, and it was a really lovely, it was the
Yeah,
second
sure.
time I've been in the, I don't want to be disrespectful, call
The
small things out.
sanctuary.
The sanctuary, right? It's
Yeah. Yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
looks like it belongs in Hawaii. It's so, it's
Yep.
wooden. It's just beautiful. And I saw Don Felder perform there a few years ago. And I also was invited when I wrote Purple Rain 2, and I didn't do it there. I did it in another part where it was down below where I gave a Raven speech basically and sold books because I was invited and I wrote a book on the Raven. They wanted me to come in and be a speaker, and I did,
Right.
and that was a dozen years ago. But my experience is there. So I waited to the end and I came up, and most people just left. They were like, you know,
Yeah, it's over.
it's 9
Sure.
o'clock's time. I didn't need to meet him or whatever. And I didn't want anything other than to go up and say, I heard you reference my cousin in a way. I said, I've owned a radio station here. He told me to call Chris Ullman. I told him I called Chris Ullman. And I said, he said, why don't you have a press pass? And I said, exactly what I said to Mr. Ullman. I said, David, there's been a lot of trauma here. And I said, and you're signing autographs, and which is he was doing. He was signing
Yeah,
autographs,
of
taking
course.
pictures. I didn't want a picture. I didn't want an autograph, and I didn't
Right.
want to monopolize him.
Right.
I just wanted to meet him.
Exactly.
And I said to him, there's been a lot of trauma here, and those 10,000 seats in the upper deck are associated with Mr. Angelos, and I think you should know that. And he moved on from me. He didn't want to engage in any
Yeah,
way.
right,
He
sure.
just moved down the line, and I moved down the line and said hello to the rabbi who gave a beautiful speech
Yeah.
on the night before an election,
Right.
about all sorts of things. We sang national anthems. It was great. I mean, I'm so happy I went. Greg Ash, I want to give Greg Bruno Sammartino a big shout out because he texts me on like Sunday night. I'm watching football. It was after the Ravens game, short week. He's like, Mr. Rubenstein's doing this thing on Tuesday, and I'm like, election night? I ain't going over there election night. He's like, no, I messed up. It's Monday. It's Monday. And I'm like, it was a short notice thing, Leonard. I
Right.
should have reached to you to go, but like, I don't know. Like,
That's all right. It's all
but
good.
it was open to the public, right?
Right.
I saw Tom Davis there. I saw people
Yeah.
there, but like, I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I said hello, but I'm not throwing rocks. I'm not chasing. I mean,
No.
I should have a media pass, and I'll begin every conversation with that. And I will feel segregated until that point. And because it's what they've done is wrong. What Mr. Angelos did was wrong. He could admit that by inviting me back in. That's up to him.
Right.
But it's not going to stop me from saying what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it. And
Absolutely.
I was delighted to meet him, and I put effort into meeting him, and I put effort into trying to get to know him. And I don't expect him to.
Right. Who
I, you know,
knows? Who knows?
I learned a lot, and I think I haven't lowered my bar of expectations for what I expect from them, or even
Right.
from him who interviews other people, that he should come and sit on my show
Right.
as a man, as a
Right.
human, and sit next to me for an hour and just talk about things. I have no gotcha questions, but
Right.
I'm not going to let him do the 45-minute soliloquy that he does on the end. I'm going to ask 45 minutes worth of questions that he hadn't been asked before,
Sure.
and I'm not going to provide the questions ahead of time.
No.
So
That's
that's where,
crazy.
but I am so excited by the fact that I was in New York City walking 25 miles on Wednesday, Thursday, and I stopped in the baseball store to look around, and I'm watching everything they're doing in Juan Soto. That we have an off season here, and we have a new thing and a going concern.
And
I want to feel like it's new, right?
let's see what we spend. Let's see what we spend and who we spend it on. And can we pitch and can we hit? That's what matters. And they'll feel fine. Can we pitch and can we hit? And
I
come
just don't want them to
April.
feel like you're going to support it no matter what they do, because
Well, that's
quite
crazy.
frankly,
That's
you
crazy.
haven't supported it and I haven't supported it because we haven't given them money. Speaking of money, you want to get Ovechkin in here because,
Let's
like,
do it quick. Look, here's the deal on this guy. Let's face it. The greatest goal scorer in the history of hockey. Gretzky's greatest player by far. Revolutionized the game, changed the sport. But when he scored, goalie pads were smaller. The rules weren't the same. It was just a different game, and he scored a ton. And here's the end of it all. I think, and you'll know these stats or you'll find them. Gretzky scored, I think, seven goals in his last season when after he was 38 years old. Ovechkin in the first 14 games this year has scored 10 goals at 39 years old and is still skating like a Russian bull and knocking guys over in the corner, going for the puck.
Joe Flacco is still standing back in a pocket and throwing
Getting hit
dimes
and throwing
or
interceptions,
throwing quarters.
throwing dimes and interceptions all over the field. But Ovechkin has the Capitals in a mindset that this record of, for those of you that don't know, scoring more goals than any player in the history of the NHL. He's
He's a
30.
wrecking machine trying to get it done this year so he
Oh,
doesn't have to come back next year and
and
do
he
it.
is 32 goals from the record. And he is scoring on a pace to do that in March, and everybody thought he wouldn't do it till next year, January of 26. And he's on pace to do it in March of this year,
When you talk
and
about
it
appreciating
will be
greatness, whatever greatness is,
amazing.
right?
Amazing.
Ohtani or
Yes.
whatever, we have seen something here, and I watched him
Yes.
take the Stanley Cup from my table and
Absolutely.
march it down the strip. We've seen something here that, to your point, something that involves greatness, something that Ted
And
Leons did.
it
Ted
is good to
Leons is, by
see.
the way, his name came up on
Yeah.
the dais with Mr. Rubenstein, is saying that Ted was going to buy the Orioles because he was Greek and Peter was Greek and they had a relationship. Literally, that's
Well,
what he said, right?
that's weird.
So they had a relationship and they were going to do this and that and the television network and he was going to, and he said, and then all of a sudden, John Angelos, this became available. I put a group together. I'm from Baltimore. It makes sense in the world. I wanted to do something for the city.
And here we
So
are.
now the question is, how do you build that legacy when you're seven? That's my
Right.
question for Mr.
Right.
Rubenstein. You're
Right.
74 years old. What are you trying to accomplish? You're a billionaire. You're having a good time. You're sitting behind an
Does he
old
have
lady with a pretty
kids? I don't
lady.
know his
I don't
family
know.
story. I don't know if he plans on having his kids come in and do it or what, but he doesn't have a long
No, he has a daughter
runway
in
of ownership.
Alaska. Google
Yeah, right.
Rubenstein,
I remember
Alaska.
that. Yes,
He's got
yes,
an
yes.
ex-wife that ran a
Yes.
newspaper in Alaska. They were
Yes.
very Trump committed, your side of the political fence in
Yes.
Alaska. You can
Yes.
Google all of this. I don't know whether I'm all that interested in asking him that if he were to sit
Well,
down
I'm saying,
Bradgate with
what
me.
happens? How long
I'm
does he
more
keep
interested in
them?
like what the baseball side of this and the
Right.
money side of this
Right.
and
But how long
what
does
are
he
you
keep them?
leaving behind for my city? That's all.
I get it, but I'm wondering what he's going to leave behind to who. I don't know who's next.
So you're a
That's
financial guy. That's what you ask
right.
these
I'm
money
thinking about
guys.
the estate situation. That's what I'm wondering. How's he
He's a billionaire. He's
transitioning the
already got a
team?
guy like you, I think.
I would imagine he's got a number of guys like me, and they're all talking to him about it. Like, what the hell are you doing? David, what are you doing?
Is that what you would say? You're investing in sport. Would you say that?
I would say, why are we doing this? What, I talk to clients all the time about focusing on their strength. We've talked about you do what you do, I'll handle the money. You do what you do. When you take your eyes off of that, start doing other things, things
Steve
happen.
Bisciotti would say the 10,000 hour rule, like all of that. It's gonna take you 10,000 hours
Right, but
to be
he's
a good baseball owner.
right.
You don't have 10,000 hours. You're 74.
You're 74. What are you going to do? I
Are
don't
you gonna be
know.
a good baseball man? I don't know. I mean,
Time
he
will
did
tell.
in many times talk about Elias and Griggs, and they're gonna handle it. And he's on to the next person he's interviewing. He and Chris Orman
Yeah,
are
next thing.
spinning his spin of the Magna Carta and what a good human he
Next
is and what a
thing.
good American he is
Right.
and what a good Jewish American he is and giving money to this
Yep,
group and
yep.
giving money to that group and
God
speaking to this
bless.
group and coming in and we're going to make the Orioles good. But he's a helicopter owner here, right? Like
For
I got to
now.
call it what it is.
Right. He's hanging out with the Commanders.
And I don't, right. I don't see him
Has he been to
as,
a Ravens game? He's
boy,
hanging
oh
out with the
boy.
Commanders.
Boy, oh
I
boy, oh
saw him on
boy.
the
I
sidelines of the
saw,
Commanders.
by the way, there are pictures, and I'm going to leave with
There's
this.
pictures. We have pictures. We have pictures.
I have evidence, all right? Now, I know you think the Great Eight is only one Great Eight, whose hair is grayer than yours, by the way, and certainly not
Yeah, so
Alex
there you
Ovechkin.
go.
We had another number eight here. You familiar?
I know the guy.
He wore orange and black.
I know the guy.
Little city up in Aberdeen dedicated to him.
I know the guy.
He was pictured.
At?
The burgundy and gold plate.
I know, I saw.
And I saw it. And
I
that's
saw it.
why he's you're ducking me, Cal. Don't be ducking me
He
on
was
this.
there with, I think, David.
I
I can't
this
blame him for
listen,
doing
I
that once or twice.
30 years
You can
I
do that
have
once in your life. Come on. What are
30
you going
years
to do?
I have managed to, let that go, let the Jack
Yeah.
Kent Cook end
Yeah,
with a
no.
when Governor Schaefer sat next to me with tears in his eyes, said,
Right.
"I wasn't gonna let Jack Kent Cook put that football team in Laurel. I told him, you put the team in Laurel, you won't have any roads going to Laurel.
That's
You better
right.
add helicopters to bring people
That's
in."
right.
So yeah, so I go, come on,
Build
dude.
a museum.
You and I have many a day with
Tagliabue.
Irv Cross and Brent Musburger and Jimmy DeGreek in the 80s and
That's
early
right.
90s where we were helicoptered in, fed the Washington football team. So
Thank
I,
you,
you
no.
know, now that they're
Thank you, no.
good,
No.
not good enough to beat the Steelers when we needed them,
Still
right?
the Redskins to me. And sorry, they
Cheered for
couldn't
their
beat the
sorry asses
Steelers.
on Sunday, couldn't even
Never.
beat the Steelers during
I
Super
only
Week.
cheered for them because they were beating the Steelers and they couldn't do it.
All right, man.
Couldn't
Well,
do
you're
it.
still a Republican. I'm still a Democrat. We
Amen.
sides independently.
Trump Day, baby. There we
Yeah,
go.
well, we did get a Larry Hogan, man. If we were really to talk about things, yeah, that not
Got
a
beat. I told you.
yeah. Well, I
I told
mean,
you. 3-1, two to
we
one,
all
three to one
listen.
state Democrat.
I listened 2 weeks ago. We all know these elections are crooked, right?
That's right. They're all
Right.
crooked.
Yeah. Right.
They're all crooked.
I remember
That's right.
January 6th. Now we have every day's January 6th moving forward.
That's
So
right.
we'll see.
That's right.
I hope we survive it. That's all I'm
We'll
going to say.
survive it
Friend to
perfectly
friend
fine.
and American
We
to
will
American. I
survive and
hope
we
we
will all
survive it.
be wealthy and healthy and wise in our own homes. And let's face it, if we had the way it should be, the way Our founding fathers intended it to be. The federal election wouldn't mean 1/10 of what it means today. Government
All right,
should
we'll
be
do
local.
History lesson next week.
Yeah, we'll do Federalist Papers, and we'll talk about the government next time.
All right, and I'll do Schoolhouse Rock here. I'll
There
continue
we
to do
go.
that with
There
both
we go.
Democrats and Republicans as
Amen.
witnessed here. As
Amen.
witnessed here.
And
You know,
friends and still able to talk and not hate each other.
Larry Hogan did not come on this program because Larry Hogan chose to not come on this program.
And neither did
Like,
also Brooks
and
because she
neither,
stood
well,
you
no,
up.
she canceled on me twice.
Right.
Correct.
She was worse.
And first
She was
Sunday,
worse. She stood you up.
I wrote to her people on Sunday night and said, "Hey, come on, now you're the senator.
Right. Now what?
Ben
Now
Cardin's
what?
people never had a problem having a cramp cake with the Baltimore
Amen.
politics. You
Amen.
know,
There you
that's
go.
all I'm
Now
saying.
come on and talk.
There you go. All right.
There you go.
Let me
All right,
pass."
my friend.
We'll shake hands across the Zoom.
Absolutely.
It's
There
all
we
brought to you by
are.
friends at the Maryland Lottery, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, 1-800-CLEAN-WATER. Water is not a Democratic or Republican, nor are Key Bridges. And there's
Nope.
well water. You got well water, you need friends like Liberty Pure Solutions.
Amen.
1-800-CLEAN-WATER. I am back for more. I'm getting everywhere this week. I am doing something really cool next week. I've decided, since the Ravens are playing on Monday night and going to Hollywood, we're
Yes.
going to do a music week next week
There you go.
here. It's International Music Day next Friday. So I'm
Okay.
going to unearth all of my modern music conversations next week here at AM 1570. So I'm taking a little, not a sabbatical or deep
It's the
breather, just
Hardball Bowl. The Hardball Bowl, baby.
well, I'll go
Part
back in time
deux.
too.
Part deux.
I have a lot of visits with Jack and Jim Harbaugh that I'll
Yeah, there you
unearth
go.
here for the radio as well. So we'll dust off the musty oldies, golden oldies around here. He's Leonard. I'm Nestor. Please, Raskin Global on the 20th. Managing money, managing your wealth. Very, very important. We'll be telling you more about it around here. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And I promise when we come back, it'll be Pittsburgh week here. They still suck.